sons of Carlisle, in circum, in house, turning on wheels, dust of morning, we spin to be the last, wallowing in line, because a snake splits in half or leaves its hole, because we are no longer a part of what's left of the smooth, a sun altered to watch over each row of beads, glass, like the crisp diagonals of a snake shedding. Do you see these marks? These marks, these insignia, these names? Whirls right over and quiets you. See how the wrist can roll widely when completing a capital O, in air, in name. When I speak my name from behind the oculus, as do casualties of letters, headstones can't cap words. In the speaking of our own words, dig and mounds and rows, skills of how to chisel, to sign one's name in stone faces, where from the wave of a fescue, one sun clicks with a lie tongue, spits bars and lathers new marks. Abraham, Albert, Edward, George, Joseph, Isaac. And these are they who were once taught to look, to pray, with eyes open. Boys, shed our childhood names, so later we become man of our wives, and stay sons to one, an altar of hair, half bound, half loosed, fraying, fall second to his feet. Final step is to brush him off like clouding dust from your pant cuffs and collars before stepping into the house.